that's right. We're right here, Sharp Passes Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I tell you, it's Columbus Day. Some parts of the country, they're calling it Indigenous Person Day. However, in my mind, this date will always be Columbus Day. There you go. I've said my piece today. Today we have with us Jean Houston, and of course she works, she's a travel agent. She's got her own travel, Jean's Travel Adventures, and she actually works quite closely with Colette Tours. And we thought it would be a good time, since coming up in just a little over a week, we're going to have a sit-down session on this trip that I am in charge of trying to get people on and to go have a good time with me, America's Music Cities, featuring New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. How you doing today, Jean?
I am doing great. It's great to be with you, Ann.
Well, it's great to be here, too. You know, when I picked out this tour, I thought it was a good one because since we do classic country music on Saturday mornings, I love jazz, I love all this, and I thought, what better thing to do than to get some music background and put it together and go on a tour?
Well, and I think this is a great tour because it really can get you behind the scenes. You get a touch of all the different types of music, from jazz to the rock and roll, Elvis Presley, and then, of course, your country music in Nashville, and get to go behind stage at the Grand Ole Opry and even talk with some of the staff, which I think is amazing.
It is. And, you know, if you booked this tour by yourself, you wouldn't get this behind-the-scenes treatment.
No, not at all. No.
So I think even though you may have been to Nashville, you haven't been on the background scene Nashville.
No, you haven't. And you haven't been into the places that a tour can get you into, particularly with your different music and some of the famous places and talking to some of the people that have worked with these famous people.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that I like, it's May 24th to the 31st. Great time to be out there on a trip. I mean, it's springtime, early summer, not too hot. Going down to New Orleans. Right.
That's
down
right.
There.
Yeah. Have some Cajun cooking.
Yeah. And they are going to have, we go to the New Orleans School of Cooking. And the chef there is going to indulge us with all things wonderful down there.
And this will be so much fun. We just came back from New Mexico, and we did a similar type thing in Santa Fe. And it was just so much fun at this cooking school. And, of course, the food was awesome. And then we got some wonderful tips that I brought home, that stuff I didn't know.
Wow.
Sometimes when you're making macaroni and cheese, you're just putting in eggs and milk and not really knowing how much if you're not following a recipe. And learn that you need to use one egg for one cup of liquid in anything that you make.
So that makes it easy.
Yeah, that makes it easy. So, you know, you always pick up some little something, even if you've been cooking for years.
Yeah. Now, you said you were out in New Mexico. Was that for the balloon tours?
It was. We did Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and then we went down the Turquoise Highway, Route 66.
Oh, okay.
And went to Madrid, which is a ghost town that's now kind of a little arts colony. And did two mornings at the Balloon Festiva, and that was just amazing. You stood in the middle of the field, and when they gave the go-ahead, all of a sudden, all these balloons were being blown up and going up into the air one after another.
Wow.
And you were just surrounded, just hundreds. It was just beautiful.
I'll bet it was. And you know, I know we're real proud of Freedom Aloft right here in Greenville, but what do you have to say, Jean?
Freedom Aloft is wonderful. I'm glad it's here. But this is a whole lot larger. It's international. The international balloons are there. All these character balloons are there. And it's just amazing. And you can be out on the field with the balloons and the balloon people that are piloting them. And they'll talk to you and tell you what's going on, and you can even help blow up the balloons if you want to.
Now, did you get to go in one of the balloons?
I didn't on this trip.
Okay.
I could have. I have been up in one, but two of our people did go up, and we had a lot of fun helping them get their balloon ready and sending them off and taking pictures of them, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, why do you like Colette Tours?
I like tours because I like the quality of the trips that they provide. They're not the most expensive, but they're not the cheapest tour company. But they give very good trips. Most of the time you stay in city center, which means you can get out and walk. Now, on this past trip, we weren't city center. But
you were with the balloons. They're not in the middle of the city, right?
No. Yeah. But most of the time, we are city center. We stay in 4- and 5-star hotels. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I like about them is they're transparent. They give you everything up front, so you're not having to guess what is going to come out of the woodwork that I don't know about that I'm going to have to pay expense-wise.
So when you go on that tour, you've already paid whatever, and then you just need, if you have X amount of meals or something like that.
Right. And we tell the in the brochure, the price that is given includes the air, it includes all of your transportation, it includes transfers, your all your hotels, your meals that are included in the trip, entrance fees into what's in the itinerary, your fuel surcharges for the air. Even built into it is transportation from your location here to the airport and back. So you don't have to drive and leave your car and have to pay for your car to be left.
$100.
Yeah, it adds up. Right, it does. The only things that it does not include is lunches, because you're out touring most of the time. A few dinners, because people sometimes want to go out on their own. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't include gratuity for your tour manager, your bus driver, or any step-on guides. But they give you a guideline of what that would be. They also have a couple of optional excursions that it's just that, it's optional. Some people want to go out on their own. They don't want to do everything with the tour.
Right.
Some people want to go back to the hotel and rest. Or some people want to go shopping and don't want to go see something else.
Sure.
So this gives you options. You have an option in your free time to do what you want, or either you can purchase an extra option to go do something that is part of a tour. And there are two options, one in New Orleans and one in Memphis. However, both of them are so awesome, I would think anybody would want to do both of them.
Absolutely.
But those aren't that much. The other thing about Colette that I really like is they have one of the best insurance programs of any tour company. You can you take the insurance at the time you register. You can cancel up till 24 hours before you leave on the trip and get every bit of your money back, except for the cost of the insurance. Now, a lot of companies give you vouchers, or they'll give you, reschedule you, or you lose 20%, but you get all your money back the same way you paid it, whether by check or by credit card.
Wow.
It also covers medical, it covers loss of luggage, it causes trip delay, trip interruption, and it is a good policy.
Sure. So they really are considered the all-inclusive people, aren't they?
Right. They really are. And the insurance is not so high. I know one company I've worked with, their insurance is up to $600 a person. You know, the highest I've ever had to pay on insurance for a Colette trip has been $300, and that was to go to Galapagos, you know.
Well, that was quite a trip.
And that was quite a trip.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Jean Houston. We're talking about this fantastic trip that I'm going to be on, and I hope you're going to be on it with us. We go to New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. That'll be May 24th through the 31st, and we're having an information session coming up on Tuesday, October 21st, out there at Piedmont Technical College at the Conference Center, room 219C. I want to give you Jean's telephone number, so after she gets off the air, you can call her and say, count me in, I'll be there to learn about it. 993-1955, that's 993-1955. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Won't you come travel with me as we go to visit America's music cities? New Orleans, Memphis, and Tennessee. That's right, Nashville, Tennessee. So this is what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about some of the other tours that Gene's working on. You've got several others you're working with right now, Gene.
Oh, I do. There are always several going at one time, so yeah. Sometimes it gets a little crazy. But right now we're working on one that's called Reflections of Italy that'll be going in April.
Next year?
Next year, 2015, which is going to be just an awesome trip. It'll be doing Rome, it'll be doing Assisi, it'll be doing Siena, it'll be doing Florence, Venice, then go over into Switzerland to Lugano and Lake Como, and then ends up in Milan. So it's going to be quite a nice trip. Then we've got one going in June. We're doing this one in May.
In May, right.
Then in June, we're going to the islands of New England, which will be Rhode Island and Cape Cod. It's just a two-hotel stay. Go out to Martha's Vineyard and all of those different islands around there, Nantucket. So that ought to be fun. We're trying to do that in June before it gets hot and also before all the crowds get there.
Sure.
Because that's a big vacation place.
Absolutely.
In September, we are doing a exploration trip. And what that is a trip that's a small group, just 24 people. And we'll be going to Inspiring Iceland. And this is
Iceland?
This is going to be an awesome trip. It's kind of untouched by tourism. And so it's going to just be a very exciting adventure to go there. And of course they have the thermal lakes and all that will be fun. And we'll be learning about the impact of the volcanoes and how it plays a important role in their country. That
sure.
We never think of it, volcanoes being an important role, but it is in Iceland. And we're going in September hoping to be able to see the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are between September and March. So we're kind of at the end of September and hoping we'll get to see those.
Wow.
Then I've had some people ask me to do a real exploration trip to Antarctica. So we have planned one for January of 2016.
Antarctica?
So everybody who's hale and hearty and would like to go to the seventh continent that they have never been to.
Right.
This is the chance to do it.
If this is on your bucket list, folks.
Right.
Take advantage of this opportunity.
Yes. This is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing, really. Of course, it is expensive, I will admit that, but it's an 18-day cruise, and spend 2 days in Argentina, and then go on down to get on the ship, and they provide you with all the necessary coats and things that you need for the cold weather. January actually is their warmer month. But
I thought maybe that was the way that was.
Yeah, but it's still below zero.
Jeez. And people want to go there.
That's
good luck.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to go on that one, Jean?
I'm going on that one if all possible. And there are no hotels there.
No hotels?
Just research stations. So we'll be staying on the boat and then going off on excursions to places.
You remember that boat that got stuck?
I remember.
Yeah, in the ice.
That's right.
And they had to send that other one in, and then it got stuck, and they sent a third one in.
But that's why we're going in January.
When it's warm, right.
Right.
It's still below zero, but it's warm.
Right. But they have special ships that can cut through the ice.
Yeah, remember that story? They didn't cut through the ice so well on that one, Jean.
I understand.
Yeah, so better take some extra packs of food with you, folks. That's what I say. Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds great. You know, you were talking about the travel insurance and what a good deal that is compared to most of the time when you buy travel insurance, particularly if you're flying or something, it just covers canceling out on a flight or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cover all these extra medical mm-hmm. and things we're talking about with Colette.
Well, it really does cover it. Unfortunately, I've had to use it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I got sick in Peru and they got a doctor to me at the hotel and it covered that. When we came back from the Imperial Cities tour this summer, which was Prague, Vienna, Vaslavia, and Budapest, we got as far as O'Hare, Chicago, and because of weather, all the planes were canceled and couldn't get in. All the flights were canceled. And there were thousands of people stranded in Chicago, and we were part of that group. So we had to find a hotel and get rebooked for the next day and everything, and they reimbursed us for all of that.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Of course, the thing that's most impressive is finding a hotel room when there are thousands of people that are in the same boat.
That was a challenge.
Yes.
But we did it.
You did it.
We did it. Yes. And we also had, a couple of years ago, we did a trip to Northern Ireland, and I had a passenger whose brother passed away while we were on the tour, and we had to get that person back. And they paid for the airfare. They reimbursed her for the part of the trip she missed and her roommate. They even sent a flower to the funeral.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just a really good program. And Colette is a family-owned company. And so they are very aware of wanting to take care of people.
Sure. Well, it's important. It's important. You know, and I know they've got a very good reputation.
They do.
Anybody that I've talked to who's been on a Colette tour has always said, oh, I would go on one of theirs again.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's a big endorsement right there.
Right. Right. It is. Now, you know, they also are starting to do more river cruises. They have a few of those, but they don't have a fleet of ships, so they only have certain dates for those. A lot of people are now wanting to do river cruises. They also have got something new this year called spot tours, where you, if there's a particular city that you want to go to, well, it's ones that they have in their itinerary, but in the U.S. as well as overseas, you can go and spend the whole time in that city and
really absorb the city.
So for people that don't want to move from place to place every couple of days, they're having those tours. So they're branching out and doing all kinds of new things. They've got garden tours for both the United States and overseas for folks who love gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just got a lot of different things.
They got a lot going on.
Yeah.
It was hard to make a choice on what to do for this trip, but I just think that that's far enough away, but it's not too far.
I agree, and I think it will be just such a fun trip for anybody who enjoys music. And, you know, the United States, there's different culture in mm-hmm. all parts of the United States. And so just experience that. New Orleans is just different from Memphis and Nashville.
Right,
so
absolutely.
It's just, you know, the food is different. It's the atmosphere is different. It's just...
And you don't have to worry about checking yourself in someplace, getting yourself... That's your job, right? To make sure we're all taken care of.
That's right. And you'll have a tour manager when you get there that'll take care of everything for you and look after you and handle everything. So
that's some of the good things about that. Where are we going? We're going to... It's America's Music Cities, featuring New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. And one of the other things they have on this is if you sign up for the extras, New Orleans, they have a New Orleans Jazz Afternoon. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about this. This is just too much to put into the minute that we have left. And then when we get to Memphis, there's an extra Memphis Music History Tour that covers a lot there. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. But listen, you got to write this number down. You got to make sure you can call Jean. If you want to go on the trip that I'm on, that's great. If there's some other trip that you'd like to go on, that's great too. But you got to have her number, 993-1955. That's 993-1955. We are going to have a special travel presentation Tuesday, October 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Conference Center at Piedmont Tech, room 219C. And that is for the trip that leaves May 24th through the 31st. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. This morning I had the opportunity to talk to the Anthem Study Group. They came here to the studio, Gene. They wanted to see what I did and how I put it all together and everything. And we had a great time talking about 73 years of WCRS and what we do here and how we go about doing it. So it was nice to have the ladies here today.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. And I did give up some of these tours, and some of them were very interested in the tours, Jane.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Now, one thing that we wanted to talk about, we said we wanted to talk about, was while you're in New Orleans, they have a New Orleans Jazz Afternoon. Now, what's this all about, Jane?
I just think this would be more fun. You get to go enjoy a jazz brunch at one of New Orleans' most famous restaurants, the Court of Two Sisters, and you get to relax and enjoy jazz music, and this is an old establishment, very historic, and has the largest courtyard in the French Quarter, and you get to have a brunch buffet with over 60 items and you also can have made-to-order omelets or their famous Egg Benedict, which is particularly they're known for. Then in the after the lunch, you get to go on a scenic cruise aboard a steamboat and get to see the harbor and the port. And this paddle wheel boat is they also have jazz, live jazz band on this boat. So it's a lot of fun. It's an optional excursion. Mm-hmm. It's not a part of the original itinerary. However, there's a cruise in a swamp cruise as part of an itinerary, yeah. where you can see a lot of wildlife. But this just sounds like it would be so much fun with all the jazz music plus the wonderful food.
Absolutely, and soak up the ambience of New Orleans.
Right, and one thing Colette loves to do is they like to immerse you in the culture of wherever you go. Whether it's in the United States or overseas, South America or wherever, they want you to experience that culture. So in this tour, they're going to try to immerse you as much into the culture of each of these locations. And you say, what culture is in Memphis and Nashville? Well, you've got rock and roll in Memphis, and you've got country music in Nashville. So
and the blues.
And the blues in the Memphis, too. So there's just a lot to absorb, and even if you've been there on your own, because these are places that aren't that far away from us,
sure,
that many people may have been, but to be able to get into the places that you're going to be able to get into on this tour, and to see the things, experience the things.
And not have to stand in lines,
right? Right. It is amazing, because lots of times when you're on your own and you decide to go to one of these like Studio B, you may have to buy a ticket and stand in line for an hour or two, whereas we have our tickets, we have our time to be there, and we just walk past everybody and
make a face while we're walking by. I did that on the radio, right? You can't see it, but yeah. But that makes it special. And besides that, you don't have to make any plans. How many times have you shown up in a city or something and you go, you get all the travel things, right, that are down there in the hotel lobby, and you go, well, we'll go here, we'll go there. Maybe you even go to some place, and you have some ideas where you want to go, but you don't cast anything in stone because you know when you get there, you're going to see other things you want to do.
Right.
Whereas this, you have free time to do those extra things,
right,
but you also get to experience some things that when you come back and you say, oh, we were at the Court of Two Sisters.
Right.
And people go, you were at the Court of Two Sisters? And you can say, yes.
Yes, and you can go to the famous restaurant where you get the French baguettes that are just so yummy.
Right.
That everybody wants to have when they're there. And, of course, Jackson Square, there's so much to see in Jackson Square in New Orleans. So, then in Memphis, there's just so much nightlife with the blues and the rock and roll and Graceland, anybody that loves Elvis can learn all about that. And if you haven't been to Graceland, you need to go. And if you have been, it doesn't hurt to go again.
That's true. And I suppose they give us tours and everything too.
They do.
And some of these things you might have missed. And then, now, where do we stay when we go down there to New Orleans? Do you know?
Well, in New Orleans, you're going to be staying in the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel.
Okay.
Which I haven't been able to find out exactly where it's located, but as I said, most of the time they try to keep you in city center so you can get out and walk. So I would think this is pretty close to city center. In Memphis, you're staying also in a Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Nashville, you're staying in the Gaylord Opera House.
Now, that's a nice
Opera
place,
Land
folks,
Resort.
Yes. That place, you don't even have to leave it. There is so much to see and do there.
Right.
Yes,
right,
and it's always so beautiful.
Right,
yes.
Just beautiful. So it's just going to be a really nice trip. Now, people are going to say, what about the transportation between New Orleans and Memphis? You are by motor coach around the different cities and then between New Orleans to Memphis and Memphis to Nashville. And I've kind of checked the distance. It's about a 6-hour drive.
Oh, come on now. 6 hours in a motor coach?
But,
okay.
They never keep you on a motor coach more than an hour and a half to 2 hours before you stop for rest stop or to get something to drink, eat, bathroom stop, or they may even go a different route so that you are sightseeing along the way. So you're not sitting on a bus for 6 hours.
Okay.
And these buses are no older than three. They're motor coaches, rather. I should call them buses. they're never older than 3 years.
Wow.
So they are very comfortable and roomy.
Roomy. Okay.
Yes.
So, and if you want to snooze, you can snooze,
you
too.
You can snooze, because sometimes the motor coach can put you to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the nice thing is, you don't have to do the driving.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
and,
right.
You know, then, of course, now we fly out of Greenville, and we go to New Orleans.
Right.
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 And then once we get to Nashville, and we're finished, we're coming from Nashville back to Greenville.
We'll fly back into Greenville.
And then they bus us down here.
Right.
So we don't have to have our cars sitting in a parking lot, chunking up, ching, 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 ching.
That's right. And we will meet at in the parking lot. We'll let you know where we will be meeting, whether it's here or sometimes we'll meet at the parking lot at Piedmont Tech, but where you can leave your car.
And it'll be safe and everything. Well, that's terrific. Well, listen, we're talking about this fantastic trip. 8 days, 11 meals, 7 breakfasts, 4 dinners, and all your transportation, all the tickets to all the different places that we're going. New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville, May 24th through the 31st. And if you book by November 24th,
right,
you get a $100 discount.
That's correct.
That's right. So that's good.
And you get a guaranteed seat. After November the 24th, you no longer have guaranteed seats.
Okay.
It's then first come, first serve. The seats go back into the pot at Colette, and anybody can take those seats.
Okay.
So it's good to go on and register before November 24th.
But get your flight booked. All right. Well, we are here this afternoon talking with Jean Houston. Want to give you Jean's telephone number, 993-1955. That's 993-1955. I'm looking forward to this trip. She's got a lot of other trips. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more about Colette Tours, some of the trips that are out there that are leaving right here out of Greenwood. And, of course, you can always call Jean if you want her to book something for you. That's right. She's Jean's Travel Adventures. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, coming up on 5 o'clock. For all of you that didn't have to work today, kudos to you. We've been here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Actually, we've had a pretty good day. A lot of people have been in, selling, and buying some specials. You know, at the end of the day today, our 60% off all our diamond pendants is over. It's been going on for 1 week. So you still have up till 6 o'clock to get in here and get yourself a super deal. 60% off. What does that mean? On a $1,000 purchase, that means you pay $400.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. On a $100 purchase, that's $40, just to put it in perspective. Unbelievable. But let's do a quick check of the weather. It is 77 degrees out there, partly sunny skies. What are we looking for? Well, it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy skies, low of 68. Now, tomorrow on the 14th, we are talking about some thunderstorms, high of 81, low of 59. So that's what we're looking at for tomorrow. But, of course, we're talking about next year. That's right. You know, you got to make a plan. And part of the beauty of making a plan is you commit to something. This Colette's tour, which is going to New Orleans, Memphis, and then on to Nashville, May 24th through the 31st. Something happens and you go, oh my God, I can't go on the trip. Maybe somebody's in the hospital. You never know what's going to happen. If you buy the insurance for $205, you can get absolutely all your money back. Plus, if a medical emergency or something happens while you're on the trip, you're covered. So it's well worth spending $205 for this trip.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, people say, why do I have to make this commitment this far out? But it takes a lot of planning to put these trips together. And the company has to have the information and know how many to plan for and to make the reservations and everything.
Well, we started making plans on this trip in March or April,
yes,
I think.
Yes, you really have to start planning about a year out. As I said, I've already started with 2016 and
going to Antarctica. Well, you know, I can't tell you anything about that idea.
But we're gonna have more sane things than that.
Okay.
For 2016. Just haven't gotten there yet. But
you don't happen to spend New Year's there, do you?
No, we don't spend New Year's there.
Okay, interesting.
Well, actually, you could have. There was a trip that left December the 31st, but the folks that had wanted to do this trip didn't want to even leave the last day of December, so we put it off another week to January the 6th.
Okay. So that could have been interesting.
Yeah, it could have been.
Been in Antarctica to bring in a new year.
That's right. But you know, there'll be other things. So you've got to start planning a good year, sometimes 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
But for these type of trips, a good 6 to 9 months, not for us, but for folks going on the trip. And it gives you something to be excited about, to look forward to. And I said, you're not out anything at all because if you take that insurance, because you do get all your money back, you except for the cost of that insurance.
Right. So the most you're going to spend an extra $205. But in an emergency, there's something nice about saying, you know, I can get my money back. So
most definitely.
And to have a medical emergency, or to have someone, you've told us about the case of somebody whose brother died and needed to go back home. They took care of all of that.
Yes, got them home.
So that's a pretty inclusive policy.
It really is. But I need to tell you about another one of the optional excursions on this trip.
Okay.
Which there was one in New Orleans, and there's also one in Memphis. It's just $45 extra if it's something that you're interested in doing during your free time. But you're going to go to the studio where Elvis made his first commercial, where Johnny Cash recorded, B.B. King recorded, and Jerry Lee Lewis did recordings. It's the Sun Studio, and Elvis first began recording there in 1954.
That's over 50, that's 60-some years.
Yeah, and you'll get to view a lot of the priceless memorabilia from there, listen to some of the audios. And then you get to go to Beale Street to the Rock and Soul Museum and get to see all the items there. You get to do a self-guided tour with the Whisper headsets, which you can go at your own pace, but you have the audio with you guiding you.
Just press the button.
Yes.
It tells you about it.
Yes, it tells you about it. So, and, of course, you get transported to this facility and back.
And no waiting.
And no waiting.
No waiting. That's one of the biggies, you know, because you can eat up a lot of time during the day waiting at different attractions, shall we call them attractions or museums or whatever.
Yeah. And also trying to find your way there.
Exactly.
When you don't know the city.
Yes. And what I like is, you know, you don't have to worry about driving there. You don't, you know, they just take you right there and drop you off.
That's right.
And, you know, some people have said, well, you know, maybe there's too much going on. Maybe I want to plan my own day. Can they do that, Jean?
They can. If they decide they don't want to do something that is on the itinerary that day, they want to do their own thing, all they have to do is tell the tour manager and say, we're doing our own thing today. We won't be going with you. And that's fine. Of course, they'll have to get their transportation, but lots of times they'll work with you. We had two people in New Mexico who in our group who actually went up in the balloons. And, of course, they were not going to be down by the time the bus left to take everyone back to the hotel. But the bus came back to pick them up, and some of us stayed longer because we wanted to be there when they came back.
So, I thought you were going to tell us that the balloon had to drop them over by the hotel.
That would be
interesting.
That would be interesting if they could do that, but
yeah, no. That wasn't the way it was. All right. Well, you know, I am really excited to be able to go on this trip. Colette has been in business, isn't it, over 100 years?
Oh, yes. They're one of the oldest tour companies in the United States.
And so they really know what they're doing. Everybody I've talked to, I haven't talked to anybody who said, oh, I'd never go on a Colette tour. Everybody I've talked to, and at least as far reaching outside this area and whatnot, and all the people have said, oh, Colette Tours, they do a great job.
They really do. Now, there are other tour companies that do good jobs, too.
Sure.
I just really like the way Colette operates, and I've met a lot of the people in Pawtucket, even the president, and just very impressed with them and their work ethic. And I said they're all very transparent. They don't hide things from you. Mm. And so, you know, we don't discount other than the early bird discount that's
right.
on the trips
right.
because you'll have companies that'll give you, say, 2-for-1 or they have a really high price and say it's half price. But
they play games with you.
Right.
Yeah.
And Colette does not play games.
Well, I think that it's going to be so much fun. When do we leave? We leave May 24th, right here from Greenwood. We go to Greenville. We get on the plane. We go to New Orleans. From New Orleans, we spend two days, and then we head up to Memphis. We spend a couple of days in Memphis, and then head over to Nashville and spend a couple of days there. So it is a wonderful way to see part of our country, which I think is so important. Sometimes we get carried away on going outside the country and everything.
That's right.
But you need to know your country.
But there's so much to see here in the United States because it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And if none of our tours, you know, the group tours appeal to anybody, I can always put them on a tour that they want to go on. But I only do tours or river cruises. I don't plan it for them.
Okay.
It has to be planned.
Right. You haven't got to that level, huh, Jean?
No, and I don't think I want to because I'm still considered retired.
Yes. It's funny how that retired works, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
It is.
Looks like you got a full-time job here. You got a new grandbaby.
That's right. And I'm thoroughly enjoying her.
Well, that's great. How is Mary doing?
Mary's doing awesome. Yeah.
Is she back at the...
She's back at work. They had a horse show this weekend.
Great.
She's got 2 days off that she's glad to be able to be home with her baby. She loves being a mama. And it's just a balance. And that is all the mamas out there know.
Sure.
But the baby's great. She's 5 months old now.
Wow. Well, I saw her the other day over there at the goodness knows. She was taking out a bunch of food out there, and she had her baby in the basket just having a good time.
Yeah.
But Mary is out there at the Lander Equestrian Center.
Right.
And has really brought home some impressive records for the girls that are on the team.
Right, she really has. And she's been out there 5 years as the coach.
Wow, has it been 5 years?
It's been 5 years.
I guess it's been 5 years since I've had her on the radio then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, you saw her get married and have her first child. And so
life moves on.
Life does move on. But I love having her close by. And she's an awesome equestrian and daughter and mother.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know, want you to remember, WCRS 1450 is going on. The Americans Music Cities, New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. When do we leave? May 24th. When do we come back? May 31st, 2015. If you book before the 24th of November, you get to save $100. And I understand you get to pick your seats. So that's important, too. So why don't you plan to come to this information session? Now, what happens at the information session?
At the information session, it does not obligate you to anything. It is just what it says. It's for information. Jonathan Brody from Colette, who is the rep that I work with, will be there and show a PowerPoint presentation and tell you all about the trip, let you see everything, answer questions. I'll be there also, so we can answer any questions that you may have. As I said, it no way obligates you, but it just gives you good information to make a decision. And it helps if you will let me know that you're wanting to come so that I know how many to expect. But if you didn't and you decided at the last minute you can come, please come on.
That's right. Call Jean, 993-1955. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me. I always enjoy being here.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.